2011 Municipal Code Enforcement Board meeting. Can we start with the invocation, please? Jay?
Sure. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for this day, and we give you thanks for the ability to congregate as code board members to help our beloved city out. And we just ask that you be with each and every one of us, help us make the right decisions and for the community and the citizens of this town, and just ask all these things in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Spartan?
Here.
Mrs. Brown? Here. Mr. Bunsen?
Present.
Ms. Wilson?
Present.
Mrs. Ruchland?
Here.
And Mr. Bachman?
Here.
We have a call.
Okay. I guess we have, should we approve the minutes together or separately? Everybody have a chance to review them? If they all look in order, do we have a motion to approve the minutes for August and September?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as they are.
I second it.
I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and I guess we swear in the officers.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get going.
Evening, board members. Charles Rich, City of Ocala, Code Enforcement Division. I'm the duly appointed code enforcement manager. I am certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement. I'm certified in all four levels of training. I've been the code enforcement manager for a little more than 3 years, and I have about 30 years of law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting your cases this evening. If it pleases the board, I did place on your desktop there a copy of the Florida State Law 162.07, subparagraph 2, which discussed case prosecution costs. And this was a question that we had at the August board meeting. Essentially a spreadsheet that we were enumerating the respective costs on, and what the city attorney suggested that we do was to turn that spreadsheet into an affidavit of case prosecution costs and add that to the case. So having said that, what we've done is we've listed the various costs associated with prosecution of the code cases with a total down at the bottom. And this form will sit just above or just before the pictures in each one of your presentations. So if you'd like to take a look at it to understand what the costs are in each case, you're welcome to do so. I placed it in the same place in every presentation so that you could always go right to it, like the photographs or what have you. I hope that this will allay any fears or problems that you may think of in regards to cost of prosecution of the case. And I'm prepared to answer any questions if you have any. We had to discuss this, of course, in an open hearing.
Okay. So is this something we're going to have to total up at the end of the case, or are you putting it in your...
No, it'll all be totaled, and it'll be right before your photographs, the photographic evidence. It'll be right there. So what we'll just be asking you is what we were asking previously to approve cost of prosecution.
Okay.
Having said that, if it pleases the board, we do have some representation this evening here. And the first person who arrived was case number, or page 4 of the agenda, COM 110558. This is a case that the city has been working with Officer Dwayne Thomas, Ocala Trophy Limited Partnership, care of M. Baker, in the 4700 block of Southwest 49th Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter, section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and section 82182, a dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 23877-000-00, Legal service has been obtained as indicated, and we posted the property as indicated on your, on the record there. As additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the SunBiz report, and licenses required would be a permit to demolish or repair. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas, Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this property due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and the structure is in dangerous condition. Additional investigation revealed that there are several structures upon the property, all in dangerous condition. Officer Thomas was contacted by the property owner, who advised that they would work to clean up the property and remove the structures. However, having worked with the respondents for about 6 months, no action has been taken to date. The structures show signs of transient activity and burning in certain portions of the structures as well. It's our theory that the transients are going there, lighting fires, what have you, at the time this all started, probably to keep warm. The structures and property are significantly contributing to the slum and blight in this area, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy all the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Late this afternoon, I was informed by Officer Thomas that the respondents have now, I guess today, signed a contract to alleviate these violations. Having that in mind, the city would like to go with the staff recommendation in view of the fact that they're here. I'll read that recommendation into the record at this time. Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 82181, and 82182. Order to 1, cut and clean up the property, properly removing all junk and debris. 2, the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structures within 30 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days, and pay the cost of prosecution of the case assessed all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. There is representation here. The city is prepared to hear from them, and hopefully we can bring this to a successful conclusion.
Question.
Would you like to speak? You don't have to.
I'm just
okay. Come on up then. Come on. Unfortunately.
Laura Burns. I work for Century Management, and I'm here to represent Ocala Trophy, and my address is 1928 Salk Avenue, Tavares, Florida.
Okay.
I
believe you have to be sworn in, though.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm just going to ask a request that we can get that demolished. They do have a signed contract with Smoothscape and have that all taken care of and cleaned up.
Okay, so you're okay with the city's recommendation?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Just have one question, Chip.
Okay, go ahead. Chair recognizes Latricia Wilson.
Hey, Chip.
Yes.
I just noticed that did we have a building inspector's report on that? It wasn't.
No, ma'am. When it's in this condition, they don't.
Okay.
They don't do them. They just say it's obviously.
I move we accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion.
I'll second the staff recommendation. I'm with Tim Hoyle.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
We do have additional representation in case CON 11-1923, which is at the top of page 5. This is the city of Ocala versus James A. or Severa A. James, I apologize. The location is 232 Northwest 16th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. I need just a moment to catch up here. This is a case involving violations of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. Section 34122, abandoned or derelict vehicles. Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure. and Section 82-182, dangerous building declared nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2261.
Wait a minute, my agenda doesn't have all those violations on it. This is 1923?
Yes.
I got 3495, 82181, and 82182. I don't have the...
Dwayne, has the vehicle been removed?
I don't have the vehicle.
The vehicle's been removed. We're going to drop that charge.
Thank you.
Correct the record. Section 34-122 has been dropped from the case. Legal services obtained as indicated on the case preparation cover sheet, and we legally posted the property as well. The structural inspection was conducted by David Thompson, the building department, which scored 45 points and dilapidated. For additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the Les Pendants, a voluntary dismissal of the Les Pendants, FDIC report, and a SunBiz report. Any licenses required would be a permit to demolish or repair the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and it is overgrown, contains junk and debris. The derelict vehicle has been removed, that there is therefore dropped from the case. And the structure is in dangerous and dilapidated condition. Additional investigation revealed the property was in foreclosure, however, that foreclosure was voluntarily dismissed. Officer Thomas requested a structural inspection by Inspector David Thompson, which scored 45 points and dilapidated. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful and the violations remain. I would indicate that we do have current photographs in the presentation that you have. And we have a staff recommendation. There is representation here. And I can read the staff recommendation in the record now or wait until they've testified, whatever you...
You can go ahead and read the staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 34181, and I apologize, 82181 and 82182. Order to cut and clean up the property, removing any junk and debris. Respondents to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And three, to pay the cost of prosecution in the case as assessed, all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. We do have a copy of the structural evaluation on this case. It is on, I believe, page 5 of your presentation.
I don't think so.
No, it's on page 8, 9.
Okay, we have, is the city done?
Yes, sir.
For the moment? Okay, do we have a Severa James or a representative that would like to speak? Okay, could you come up, please?
My name is Severa James. And
your address, please. We need your name and your address, please.
Severa James, 4301 Northwest 80th Place, Ocala, Florida, 34482.
Okay, and swear in, please.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I talked to Mr. Dwayne Thomas before, and he gave me some time because my brother lived in the house, and it was my mother's house, and I own it. But I let him live there without paying any rent or anything, and it was in good shape. But I never go by since about the first year, and he let it, you know, grow up or trash, you know, get around it, and then it run down a little bit. So I told him about it, and he had an old car, his car. So he finally moved the car after I told him again. And it's something about, he said he'd get the permit, that was last week, about a week ago. But I kept trying to get a contractor, but they'd be busy the ones that I got, you know, to try to, you know, check everything out to get the building permit. And he said he was going to get one because I won't be able to do that by myself. I won't be able to do it, you know, fix it up because I'm retired. And so he told me that he was going to do that, and he did move the car. And Mr. Dwayne Thomas said he did see the car was moved. And some of the, well, the growth was dead about over a month and a half ago. That was dead pretty good. But then he still had to do some more, you know, trash and growth on the side. It still was taken up. My son went ahead and did that, cut some of the trees or limbs that wasn't supposed to be, you know, too high, grass, you know, bushes or whatever was on the yard. So I guess he just haven't finished it, so that raining. My son is retired.
What about the repairs to the home? Could you get the...
He was supposed to get the porch. Going to start with the porch. We were supposed to get a building permit and start with the porch. And I think it was the sidings on the house and just some siding on the bottom on the left. He was going to get that repaired in the back of the house. So
okay.
Other than that, yeah, that's all I know.
Okay. Do you understand the staff recommendation as far as the time periods and getting the yard cleaned up and the permits pulled and the repairs made?
Well, I really don't understand a whole lot about it because I never had that problem before.
Okay, they're wanting you to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. So you need a permit within 30 days, and all the repairs need to be made within 180 days. Or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all that debris and everything to be completed within 60 days. So do you think that you could get the permits pulled and the repairs made? 180 days is 6 months.
The 6 months probably would be the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get everything done, but the permits probably could get those done right away.
Okay, so we would want to get the property, the yard taken care of, cut and cleaned up.
I get that.
Right away.
Okay.
And then the permit needs to be pulled within 30 days and the repairs need to be completed within 6 months.
Okay.
Is kind of how I see this going.
Well, I think Mr. Dwayne Thomas, I haven't met him in person, but I talked with him on the phone, and, you know, he was good about everything, you know, and let me know what was what, and I appreciate that, but I would like for him to go by there and tell my brother, because he won't listen to me.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So you can send him a letter, let him know exactly, you know, what he got to do by 6 months.
Okay.
But it's still your responsibility,
right,
ma'am, to pull the permits.
But I've told him different things, but I guess if the city would tell him, you know, it's a difference. You know, it really means something.
Ms. James, I think you also want you to understand that according to the review of the structure, you actually have some structural problems in the house also. It's not going to be as simple as fixing the porch. You've got some wood rot in your joists, and you also have some asbestos on the walls.
Well, okay.
So
he said it
was
going to do it. Well, he said it would do it, so
okay.
I have to give him that chance, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So you pretty much agree with what the city's asking you to do to get the permits. The contractor has to pull the permits within 30 days.
Right.
You can't go down there and pull them.
I know.
You understand that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes.
All right, is there any discussion amongst the board?
No.
She's agreeing to it.
I think we ask Officer Thomas to speak with her brother personally if that would assuage her.
Okay.
In any way, we'll certainly try to work that out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, then we entertain a motion.
Yeah.
I propose a motion to accept the recommendations.
Staff recommendations.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It passed unanimous. Okay. So the city's going to work with you, and they're going to speak to your brother, but ultimately it's your responsibility. So
yeah, I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That'll bring us to page 2 of the agenda. Case COM 11, 1892. This is a case of Officer Lorraine Kennedy with the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, the City of Ocala versus Janie Kearns and City Mortgage, Inc. The location is 1751 Northeast 11th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3432, Water Collections, 34141 through 144 through 145, Definitions and Registration of Property by Mortgagees Holding a Mortgage in Default. Section 82512, Barrier Required, and Section 82513, the Specifications for that Barrier. The parcel ID is 2667-002-010. Legal service was obtained as indicated on the case preparation cover sheet. Legally, the property was legally posted as well. For additional correspondence, we have a copy of the Les Pennants and a SunBiz report. The summary of findings are that Officer Kennedy responded to this property due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival, found it in violation of the city's code, as stated. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank information to the case and noticed the bank as well. All additional attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violations have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. I have some photographs attached to your case presentation, and staff recommendation is indicated at the bottom of page 2. So he's prepared to answer any questions.
Somebody's maintaining the property, at least.
They've been, they apparently tried to for a little bit there.
Well, the front yard looks nice and trim and neat for a foreclosure.
Well, that's the part you see. You don't see what's in the back unless you're a neighbor or something.
Yeah, I'm looking at the back right now. It looks like they tried to do the screen one time, and just over time has deteriorated.
Yes, sir.
Okay, does the board have any questions of the city?
Is that water down there in the pool?
It looks like it.
Yes, sir, quite a bit of it.
Yeah, it looks like it's completely filled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they got a mosquito problem around there.
Well, this is close to Heritage. No, it's not close to Heritage.
No. It's in the Woodfields Historic District.
Was that Woodfields?
Mm-hmm. Right at the cusp.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion.
I'll second it.
I have a second by Ms. Wilson. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
Did I give you that one? Okay. That'll bring us to the next case on agenda, case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, the City of Ocala. I apologize, COM 11-1918. The City of Ocala versus Leland Moncrief and U.S. Bank National Trust. Violation of Section 34141 through 145, Definition and Registration of Properties by mortgagees holding mortgages in default. The parcel ID is 2497-002-008. Legal service was obtained as indicated on the property case preparation sheet, and we legally posted the property as well. Additional correspondence is a Les Pennants FDIC report and a SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found it in violation of the city's code. As stated, additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank information to the case and noticed the bank as responded as well. All additional attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Staff recommendation is at the bottom of page 2, and we're prepared to answer any questions tonight.
I have a question about order number 1, cut and clean the property, removing junk and debris because they're not being cited for that.
Well, actually what happens is section 34141 through 145 does require that they maintain the property by cutting and cleaning up the property and keeping it properly maintained and cut. Okay. It's been going in and out of cutting, and I'm not sure who's doing it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any discussion? Questions? Okay. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we accept staff recommendations.
Motion made by Ms. Wilson. Second?
I'll second the motion, Albertine.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, which is page 3 at the top. The city be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The case number is COM 11-1969. Officer Lorraine Kennedy in the City of Ocala versus Nelson and Jessica Mesa and J.P. Morgan Chase National Corporate Services, Inc. This is a violation of Section 3432 Water Collections and Section 34141 Definitions through 145 Definitions and Registration of Property by Mortgagees Holding Mortgages in Default. The parcel ID is 26089-000-00. Legal service was obtained as indicated on the case preparation sheet and legally posted as well. As additional correspondence, we have included the copy of the list pendants and the Sunbiz report. The summary of findings is that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this property due to citizens' complaint upon arrival, found it in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank information to the case and noticed the bank as well as a respondent. All additional attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the response remedy the violations have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. We have included pictures at the end of your presentation there. Jeez. And we do have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We're prepared to answer any questions that you may have concerning this case.
Is it the repeat violator on the bank and
yes,
the
sir. We've included a copy. I apologize for that. We've included a copy of the board's first order that is on page, I'm finding it for you here. Was finding it.
Five or
that NOV is so long it's hard for me to go through it here.
You got case detail starting on page 35. Is that what you're looking for?
Actually, I don't. If you give me just one moment, I may have to bring this up another way for you. I apologize.
It's a cute house. It's too bad.
It's under another violation now. Due to the fact that I don't have the information currently available to me, I would drop the repeat violation request. And we'll just run it as a straight request. I apologize.
Now the fine there looks like a standard fine.
Yes.
So. Question, Chip.
Yes,
you have
ma'am.
In your recommendation 3495, but on our sheet here it doesn't include 3495. Junk and debris, is that what that is?
34. Yes, ma'am.
And then the other question was, they're not cited for a barrier. Is there an outside barrier? Okay, so there's a fence.
This one, according to the photos, the fence is closing it in.
Okay.
So you're trying to cover 3495 through section 34142 through 45.
It does cover that. It does have the specifications for cutting and cleaning, cutting up the head, or cutting of the, maintaining the hedges, removing newspapers, trash, junk, and debris, all of those things from the yard.
Okay, but if they haven't been cited for 3495, I don't know that we can rule that they're guilty of 3495.
They were cited for 34.
It's not
okay. It's evidently been left off of the agenda.
So I make a motion we accept staff recommendations.
I have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, well, motion and a second. All in favor?
Well, no, the staff recommendation had the 3495. Did we just say that we can't do the 3495?
No, you
no.
said
I
that
think
was
we
in
said.
There.
No,
it is
because they were noticed for it. It just wasn't at the agenda.
It is a notice.
It was inadvertently left off of the agenda.
Okay,
that's
so
what I'm
noticed.
Told.
Okay. Call a question.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
Let me check. That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, which is COM 112071.
Caspar.
I don't have that one as a repeat
cool
either.
Name.
Dr. Caspar Rock.
It's all like in the same area.
This is officer
is. Yeah,
case involving
around.
Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the city of Ocala versus Sonia Caspar and Wells Fargo Bank NA, a location within the city at 1243 Northeast 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, or other unsightly unsanitary matter, 34141, the definitions of a dangerous structure, and 34142 through 145, registration of properties and by mortgagees holding mortgages in default. The parcel ID is 2834-001-010. We have included copies of our legal service was obtained as indicated, and we legally posted the property as well. Additional correspondence is a list pendants, a SunBiz report, and a copy of the property registration. So I'd like to make a friendly amendment here to our and remove the 141 and the 142 and go 143 through 145. If that's possible with the board, unless that registration has expired.
What you talking just, about?
What's 143?
It says that we do have a registration here.
You usually do 41 and 42 together.
Mm-hmm. But we have not included it. I apologize for the confusion on this. I'm going to look that up right now.
Maintenance requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're requiring property registration.
So
I apologize. They do not have a property registration, so we would leave it as cited.
Okay.
I
read that incorrectly.
All right. Okay, are there any questions from the board for the city? Any discussion amongst the board? We have a motion.
I'll make a motion. I'll accept staff recommendations.
We have a motion to accept staff recommendation. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Sparkman. All in favor?
Aye.
Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda at the bottom of page 3, CUM 11-1806, a case involving Officer Dan Baker, the City of Ocala, and City of Ocala versus Bank of America N.A. and Bank of America Corporation. The violation location at 712 East Fort King Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2820027-002. Legal service has been obtained as indicated in the case preparation cover sheet, and we also legally posted the property. For additional correspondence, we have included a copy of the SunBiz report. Officer Dan Baker located and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it's overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Baker added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. I have included a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and we've included photographs at the end of your presentation to indicate the condition of the property as Officer Baker observed it. Officer Baker is here and prepared to enter any testimony or answer any questions that you may need.
Board, have any questions for the city? Any discussion amongst the board?
There are no violations of historic preservation on this house, demolition by neglect or anything?
I actually got the case from OPAS. They've asked me to work the case to get the fence removed that's falling down and get the bushes and the hedge trimmed off the sidewalk. People don't have to walk in the street when they're walking up the sidewalk. But other than that, the house is structurally safe. I just need to get the dilapidated fence and the bushes trimmed off.
Okay.
Quick question on the fine. Is 50 a day versus 25? Is that...
We usually do 50 a day on businesses, and the bank owns this one.
I see. Okay.
So that's why we were doing that, to be consistent with what we've done in the past.
They're going to raise your check card rate to $6 a month now.
Yeah.
Hope they raise it to $7 on yours.
Unfortunately, I don't have Bank of America. So
They'll find you.
I use Gateway Bank.
They will find you. Well, just for you, we got a special deal.
Okay, any discussion amongst the board?
I move that we accept staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Musley. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Ms. Wilson. All in favor?
Aye.
Actually, being under oath, I'd have to correct the record and say that I do not currently use Gateway Bank.
I was going to bring you up on perjury.
That brings us to the top of page 4, COM 11-2095, a case involving Officer Dan Baker in the City of Ocala versus Morgan N. Green and Brenda C. Williams, as well as American Home Mortgage Servicing, Inc., and two locations for American Home Mortgage Servicing. The location in the city is 2082 Southwest 14th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2260-152-025, and legal service was obtained on 8/19/2011 for the bank, and we turned from the respondent. We also also obtained legal service on November 12th for the notice of hearing. The property has been posted as required and indicated on the case preparation cover sheet. Additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the Les Pennants and the Sunbez report. Officer Dan Baker located this property and observed its violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Baker added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. We've got junk and debris and overgrown. There is a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and we are prepared to answer any questions that the board may have concerning this case.
I noticed that they have a property manager info when they registered to mow the lawn, Munchkin Lawn Care.
I think they're missing that address on their route.
Okay. I don't think they can mow it with the tree down.
Yeah.
Dan, is somebody living in this house?
No, the property is vacant. I was actually contacted by a lawn service company on Monday. They have actually gone in and cut the grass. The problem was they're having problems getting somebody contracted to remove the great big tree and the tree debris, so they finished it. They did not indicate that they would be able to get it done before this board meeting, so that's why we're here.
Okay, do we have any more questions from the city?
I make a motion that we accept the staff recommendations.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, second by Mr. Sparkman. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
I would indicate for the record that we've already concluded this next case, and that would take us to the bottom of page 4, CUM 11-1915. The City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus the estate of Thelma A. Moore. A location at 9 Southwest 16th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2261-006-018. Would indicate that all certified mail has been returned, so we don't deliver that far. We posted the property as indicated on page 2 of your case preparation cover sheet. We have also included a copy of our deed request that we made. Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and it is overgrown, contains junk and debris. Additional investigation revealed Officer Thomas unable to locate any probate or foreclosure information, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. We do have photographs at the end of your presentation. We're prepared to answer any questions you may have, and we have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
And a motion from Mr. Musley.
I'll second.
And a second from Mrs. Roostos Laird. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
That brings us up to the top of page 5. I'd indicate for the record that we've already handled case COM 11-1923. Severa James will take us to the next case. COM 11-2069, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala, versus the estate of Mary L. Jones, care of Glenn Adams, BAC Field Services Corporation, and Wells Fargo Financial, Inc. This is a violation of Section 3432, water collection, Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter, Section 34143 through 144, and Section 82181 and Section 82182, the definition of a dangerous structure and dangerous buildings declared a nuisance abatement required. Parcel ID is 2344-004-021. Legal service has been obtained as indicated on the case preparation cover sheet, and we posted the property as well. As additional correspondence, we've included an open-end real estate mortgage, Sunbiz report, and property registration. I have included photographs at the end of your presentation concerning this property. Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this property due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and a water collection. The structure is in dangerous condition as well. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed the property is in foreclosure and registered. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. The city is prepared to answer any questions you may have here. You may notice that the pool has been covered, but we still have a pond there that has a water collection, and they need to remedy that problem for mosquitoes.
It looks like on page 57, it's got a couple holes in the visqueen there.
Yes, sir.
Am I saying that correct?
They need to take attention to that as well.
So their water collection's in the pool as well?
Yes, sir.
Is there structurally sound? We didn't do a...
Yes, we're asking for, in our recommendation, for security of the property rather than building.
It's a dangerous building because there's no fence around the pool, or?
No, because the because it's open.
There's an open door.
It's unsecured.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you excuse me just for one moment.
City rests.
Okay. Do we have any questions of the city? Any discussion amongst the board?
I propose a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Sparkman. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Second by Albertine Brown. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-2089. Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala versus Nalbert Hyman. We'd be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The location, give me just one moment, is 1339 Southwest Fort King Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly, unsanitary matter, and the definition of a dangerous structure, as well as dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2845-071-018. All certified mail has been returned to the city. We posted the property on 8/18/2011 for the NOV and 9/15/2011 for the notice of hearing. We did request a structural evaluation, which scored 70 points and a deterioration by Officer or Inspector David Thompson. And the summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this property due to complaint by the police department, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and the structure is in dangerous condition. Additional investigation, the property has had other cases, the last in 2009 for code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. We do have a copy of our staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We are prepared to answer any questions, and I would draw the board's attention to the first board cover, or the first board order, which is on the beginning of page 6 in your packet there.
Okay, and this is for an individual, Albert Hyman, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So usually, even with the repeat offenders, if it's for an individual, we do 250, and for businesses, we do 500.
My indication from the previous staff recommendations that all repeat violators were $500.
Is this the gentleman that lives in the house that's sitting on the porch?
Yes, sir.
That's just a vagrant?
Transient activity there?
They collect on the porch.
That's why the police department has been after us to try to get something done.
And you say the normal fine is 500?
Well, for repeat violator,
we've done 250 for individuals and 500 for businesses, just like we do 25 for individuals
right.
And 50 for businesses on the first time offenses. We have that. My recollection, of course, I've only been on the board for 10 years.
I've never recommended that, but it could have been previously recommended.
Probably lost my mind by now.
So on the original order, I'm looking at it, we noticed the individual, Mr. Hyman, and Bank of America as well, but on this one, you're not noticing Bank of America. Did he get lucky and pay his mortgage off?
I'm not familiar with the circumstances of that. I'm thinking that they may have backed out if you didn't find any information on them.
Probably sold it to Wells Fargo.
Okay, do we have any other questions of the city?
No. I'll make a motion to find him guilty as a repeat violator on COM 11-2089 and accept staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have Mr. Sparkman seconds the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Nay. One no. I think the individual should be 250 instead of 500. Next case, please.
Next case will be at the top of page 6 of your agenda. COM 11-2105. This case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala versus the estate of Vertrell Inez Maple, care of Dwinette Dilworth. And Effie Jackson. The location is 1326 Southwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter. And Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure. Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. Legal service, the parcel ID is 2845-073-011. Legal service has been obtained as indicated on your case preparation cover sheet, and we legally posted the property. The structural inspection scores of 50 points and dilapidated by Inspector David Thompson of the Building Department, and we would respectfully request a permit to demolish or repair the structure. I do have photographs at the end of your presentation indicating the condition of the property out there, and we're prepared to answer any questions you may have. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location and observed the residence is in violation of city's code, is it overgrown, contains junk and debris, and the structure is in dangerous condition. Additional investigation revealed the property has had many other cases, the last in 2010 for code section violation of 3495. However, this is the first case to be brought before the CEB. Officer Thomas requested a structural inspection by Inspector David Thompson, which scored 50 points and dilapidated. This residence is considerably contributing to the slum and blight conditions of this neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the response remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain.
Anybody live in it?
We do have a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your agenda, or of your case presentation form, and would draw your attention to the structural evaluation, and to the bottom of page 3 of your photographs, you can see where the entire lintel coming around the southeast.
It looks like living in the house, Chip.
It's separated.
Yes, sir.
There was people.
There was someone.
Yeah, but it's been empty now, right? Kind of open and empty.
I thought it may be.
You have 2 meters still in there.
Yeah. Well, the meters will stay now with the new
meters.
System. Yeah. And what they do is they'll separate them. Sometimes they'll put a red ring in there.
Would you say one half of that is occupied?
It was. The woman that made her active that was looking at the home.
Okay.
Okay, we have any other questions for the city? Any discussion? Have a motion?
I'll accept code recommendations.
Motion made by Albertine.
I'll second.
Second by Bruce Laird. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
The next case on the agenda would be COM 11-1790, Officer James Vaux in the City of Ocala versus Mary Rowe, 719 Southeast 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2820-027-008. All certified mail has been returned. We legally post the property on 8-11-2011 for the notice of violation and 9-12-2011 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Vaux initially responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and is overgrown, contains junk and debris. Additional investigation revealed Officer Vo was unable to locate a foreclosure proceeding, and all attempts by Officer Vo to have the respondents remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. I have included a copy of photographs at the end of your presentation, will indicate the condition. We're just going to basically go out there and cut and clean up the property would be our staff recommendation, what's at the bottom.
Nobody's living in it?
Yes.
It looks like a really sad, unkempt garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of plants.
Yeah, it looks like this is a little different than some of the ones we've seen before. Any conversations with Ms. Rowe?
Excuse me, I actually did the code board inspection on Monday for Jim. He wasn't here because of that storm we had Monday. It's actually his case. He has had some conversation with her. The problem that he's having is the
she doesn't see there's a problem.
Going out and moving stuff from one location to another and calling back and requesting compliance inspections. They're not getting rid of anything. They're not cleaning anything up.
So basically, it's a hoarder.
It looks like a hoarder to me.
Yeah, that and the house next door used to belong to Leo White, who worked in the city for many years, and they took everything out of his house. And I'm thinking that a lot of the stuff that came out of Leo's house after he passed away kind of just went next door. But it's still a mess. We're just trying to get her to clean it up a little bit.
Is the automobile that's there licensed? And
yes, Officer Vo did not cite that.
Okay. It looks like it was not a bad-looking vehicle.
I noticed there is an older vehicle. That might be the front of that truck, though. Mm.
Good Lord.
I move to accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second from Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
That brings us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-2060, a case involving Officer James Vo, the City of Ocala, versus Jennifer Albertson. A location of 1139 Southeast 33rd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3432, water collections, and Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2786-004-009. The only legal services that we have proof of at this point is that notice was left by United States Postal Service. We did post the property on 8-10-2011 for the notice of violation and 9-9-2011 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Vo initially responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and has a significant water collection in the pool. Additional investigation revealed that Officer Vo was unable to locate a foreclosure less pendants notification through the clerk of the courts, and all attempts by Officer Vo to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. I have included photographs of the location. We're prepared to answer any questions the board may have concerning this case, and I have included a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation.
There's no evidence of foreclosure?
Not yet. We may be ahead of the bank on this one. It's the only thing that I can.
But you couldn't even find a bank.
No.
Any other questions for the city?
Pretty savvy at looking these up these days, but.
And it's vacant.
There's no one living there.
Any further discussion amongst the board? Do we have a motion?
I move to accept staff recommendations.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Danielle, second by Latricia. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
Pat, I wonder if they could somehow get a title agency, if they could get a bulk rate on doing a quick search on these, because this is one that obviously it's going to be in foreclosure, and we're missing an opportunity to lien the bank. Some of these other ones that we found, it doesn't matter. Their bank's not going to.
I think some of them, the banks looked at them and have said no.
Oh, yeah, you could tell. But this one right here.
But this one here, I think, is significant. I think there may just be ahead of the bank.
There is no way that.
Did I hear that from a banker? Said to a banker? What?
Well, yeah, these big banks ought to be held accountable. They're the problem behind all this. If you think the community banks put our country in this mess, you're crazy.
And actually, in actuality, our experience is that we have much more problem with the large banks than
we do. Yeah, this Deutsche Bank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo.
Yeah, but they all guilty by association.
There went your debit card.
Sorry.
You don't have to worry about a fee. We're just going to call it back.
Just going to just whip it up.
That brings us to the next section on the agenda, petition to request reduction of penalty. In the petition section on your presentation sheet there, I've included a copy of the petition by the respondent and a copy of the city's case cost sheet. The city would agree with the respondent in this case and respectfully request to reduce the lien to the city's costs, which are less, but the city does have some costs involved in this case. Some of the extenuating circumstances for this individual were that he was having a lot of problems with his insurance company when the house was burned down. He felt that it was an arson case. They apparently felt otherwise. And after he had problems with the insurance company, then he had problems with the bank. So at this point, it's all been taken care of. The city would respectfully request that the board reduce the lien to remove the fines and just fine for the city's costs, which are $412.80 and $125.
That total is $537.80?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Wow. Motion to approve by Mr. Musley. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Sparkman. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
Do we want to give him a time frame to pay it within?
Yeah, friendly amendment. What's the time?
14 days.
Yes, sir. That would bring us to old business at the bottom of page 7 of the agenda. The non-compliance hearings, otherwise referred to as Massey hearings. If the board would respectfully accept a request to handle this as consent, I would attest to the board that all of the cases, COM 11-1022, COM 11-1598, COM 11-1769, COM 11-1809, and COM 11-1810 all have a notice of non-compliance, and the city would respectfully request a motion to proceed with the board's previous order.
So moved.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Passed unanimous.
Having said that, the city would respectfully request a motion from the board to accept all evidence, testimony, and presentations into the record this evening.
We have a motion.
Second. Perfect.
Motion made by Danielle, second.
I'll second.
By Latricia, all in favor?
Aye.
That completes the city's presentation.
Good job.
Thank you, sir.
Do we have anybody in the audience that would wish to address the board?
I would indicate that the Operation Tuscaloosa is having a block party for the Neighborhood Watch, which includes Tuscaloosa